Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right, welcome to episode 57. For this, I don't think I'm even going to start it like I normally do, or saying I'm excited for the episode or that it's going to be a lot of fun, because I think at this point we'll just assume that it goes without saying, that the episode is going to be a lot of fun. But seriously though, today's topic is something that I'm really passionate about, and it's, you know, that feeling where you get left on read. Maybe it's a text or in the DM or on Instagram, whatever. You know, they saw your message, but they didn't respond. And then you start to kind of unravel and react negatively. You're like, what the F? They're not responding. What are they doing? Do they not like me? Am I not good enough? Am I lame? You know, some combination of that thought process. And then you go on and on, and you get yourself all worked up, and you're angry, and you're about to fire back a message and be like, you know, what the F? I saw you saw my message. Why aren't you responding? And then all of a sudden they respond, or like, hey, I was in the shower. You know what I'm talking about? You know, you overreacted. You chose to react negatively when in reality there was really nothing to react to. And that's kind of the topic that I want to talk about today. I'm going to talk about how, you know, once you realize that how you react to things, how you choose to react to things in life, how that's really the only thing you can control. And when you realize that, you'll be a lot happier, like a lot happier, you know, because you're more intentional with your emotions and how and if you react to what's happening in your life. So it's going to be a good episode, something I'm really passionate about, something that I've lived a lot. And it's definitely, this realization has made me a lot happier. Before I get into it, I did, as I always say, you know, I wanted to say thank you for the support. I know I say that every week, but it really is amazing to see the growth of the podcast and so many hundreds of thousands of people listening each month. You know, I never thought, you know, you all would continue to come back episode after episode to listen to me ramble. So I definitely appreciate it. And, you know, listen to this episode. And if you enjoy it, I'd love for you to share it on Instagram, share an Instagram story, tag me at case.kenny, and then I'll share it on mine. You know, to me, that kind of stuff is just so freaking cool. It's cool to see. It means a lot to me. So if you want to do that, you know, follow me at case.kenny on Instagram. And if you're enjoying the show, if you enjoyed this episode, once you've listened to it, and you want to share it, just screenshot while you're listening to it and then post it on a story and tag me. I'll go ahead and share it as well. So appreciate you guys a lot. You mean a lot. So let's get into it. You know, I'll just go right ahead. I mean, you know, this is a topic that I dwell on a lot because I think my understanding of this topic has, you know, it's really helped me keep a level head as I go through my life, specifically kind of like my late 20s. You know, it's allowed me to stay more positive, I think, than the average person. It's allowed me to move forward, even with drama and stress and the usual BS that I have in my life that we all do. And again, that is my understanding, that the only thing we can control in life is how we react to things. We can't control the way we react to things. We can choose how we react, or if we even need to react. And it's a pretty simple concept, you know. But it's one that once you truly understand and live it, you'll be so much happier. Really, I really do believe that. I'm so much happier. So I want to talk about two things, kind of, I think. I'll probably go back and forth between them as it relates to this idea. And the first is that it's time to let go of the things that you can't control. Boom. See ya. That's it. Mic drop. That's it in a nutshell. You know, if you can't control it, you're not going to try. You shouldn't try. And you shouldn't spend time negatively reacting or responding to it. And second, when you do decide that you do need to react to something, you know, are you a glass half full kind of person, or are you going to go to negative town? You know, I think you should be the former. Shocker. So that's what I'm going to talk about. So we'll get into it. I really do think that an understanding of this idea can and will, frankly, make you a happier person, because it destroys some of these illusions in our heads that are actively holding us back, whether we realize it or not. You know, I've learned that I used to try to control too many aspects of my life, even of other people's lives, kind of a control freak. And, you know, we all have this idea that we should try to control too many things, and that when we can't, that we need to react in a strong manner, or otherwise, you know, you're passive and you're weak or whatever, or you're a pushover or something like that. You know, I used to think that way, and the result was I tried to control and react too often. You know, I think most of us have developed this notion that when things go poorly in our life, or kind of just the reality of the world hits you in the face, that you need to react to it, that you need to react to those things. But I've come to realize in my late 20s that I don't think that's true. You know, I've learned that sometimes the best route is to just not react at all. That doesn't make you timid, doesn't make you passive, doesn't make you lame, nothing. It makes you aware. Because when you start reacting to every little thing in your life, you start to doubt yourself. You give your precious energy to things that just simply don't deserve it. You overcomplicate things. You overthink things. That's a big one. And you, frankly, you're just giving your energy away. And why? Just because it's there in front of you? Just because there's an opportunity to react to it? Well, I've learned just because it's there doesn't mean you need to react to it. Doesn't mean you need to confront it. I've learned that. I've learned that you should take that precious energy you possess and apply it somewhere else in your life. Take any potential negative energy and give it to something more positive. You know, because you cannot win every scenario in your life. That is a fact. But you can choose to focus on the areas where you can. And I was thinking about, like, how can I bring this to life a little bit? And this is going to sound like a really weird and kind of morbid example, but to me, it illustrates how I think, and then I'll go into something a little bit more relatable. But I remember talking to someone a while back, and the person was insanely scared of flying, like scared to death. And I was like, I don't see what the big deal is. You know, I'm not particularly worried about it. And they're like, what do you mean? Case, you could die. The plane could crash. And then I was kind of thinking to myself, you know, why am I not afraid to fly? My answer is that if I'm on a plane and it's going down, not to sound too morbid again, there's literally nothing that I could do to stop it. The plane is going down. It's going to crash. I don't know how to fly a plane. I don't know how to fix a plane. I wouldn't know what to do. You know, if it's going down, it's going down. It's going to happen. And for some reason in my head, that's oddly comforting. You know, it's a weird example, but it illustrates my point that I recognize there's nothing I can or can't do in that scenario. You know, instead, I could choose to refocus on the opportunity to be able to fly, to be able to be, you know, in one country now and then another country hours later, to see amazing views, to have some time to think and reflect and relax. That's kind of how I shift my thought process. One, from thinking about things that I cannot control to thinking about things that I can control. Extreme example, but I can extend this into the rest of my life, you know, in that I want to encourage you to not react negatively when you can't control things happening around you, but instead focus on the moment and the potential positives. Here's a couple of things that have happened in my life, and then I'll tell you kind of my thoughts on them. I remember when I was graduating from Notre Dame, I was interviewing at Deloitte. You know, three rounds of in-person interviews, multiple tests, panel tests, and the whole thing. I did not get the offer. I didn't get the offer. That was one. And my 9-to-5, I have bad days all the time. Sales is kind of stressful. It's high stakes. There's a lot of emotions. I work with a lot of people. I manage a team. I have bad days all the time. My team has bad days all the time. Another example. Right out of Notre Dame, I wanted to go to law school, so I was taking the LSAT. I took a practice test, my first one, and I totally bombed it, like really bad. Like it did not look like I would be going to law school. Maybe it was the fact that I was out until 4 a.m. the night before, but regardless, I bombed it. It was bad. And then one more example, I've had relationships where the girl, you know, we split up, and the reason was the girl said I wasn't ready for a commitment or I wasn't fully invested in the relationship, right? Those are four instances where I chose to react to the outcomes in different ways. All of them in the past and all of them different. But in looking back, these are instances where I, across the board, chose to react poorly. I chose to react negatively, and I gave power to those feelings. And I think the most impactful thing that I've realized over the past couple of years is that I do not have to give away power of my emotions. You know, in fact, I should do everything in my power to retain that. And that, honestly, if you know me, or you know, if you know new, old me, that's a big thing coming from robot case. You know, robot case is what is emotion, like very robotic. And I've gotten a lot better, clearly, but You know, it's like, just like you cannot control the weather, you literally cannot control what other people say or do. You can't always control how your day goes or your relationship or if you get that job offer. That's a fact. But that's where we all get tripped up. It's where I get tripped up. You know, we choose to react poorly. We try to handle it. We take things personally, but we do not have to. We simply don't have to react negatively. And those examples I just gave, those in retrospect, those would have been great opportunities to just respond in a more positive way, a response, not a reaction. Not getting the job at Deloitte. That's a downer, but now I'm free to explore other opportunities that are equally or more rewarding and fulfilling. In my bad days in sales and those stressful environments, I can recognize that, you know, that was just a bad, isolated incident, but I'm learning a lot from the people and the job, and I'm enjoying it, and it's a great experience. You know, crashing and burning on the LSAT prep course could have reminded me that I have so much to learn, and to me, that's always an exciting thing. Having a relationship end because I wasn't fully ready means that now I have the opportunity to grow as a man so that I can find someone, you know, to whom I can be committed. And to me, that's exciting. That's growth. That's always exciting. You know, those are the kind of reactions that I've trained myself to make now. You see how I kind of pivoted them? And I know that sounds like very hoity and, you know, rainbows and you know, smiley faces, but that's really the kind of, it's made me a lot happier. You know, those are reactions that are filled with positivity and enthusiasm. They don't drain me of energy because I've trained myself to see the upside, the massive upside to things, the bright side, the glass half full side, the positive side, whatever you want to call it. Because again, the alternative, the opposite, what we normally do is knee-jerk negative reaction. Woe is me. What if? Gloom and doom. Those are the types of scenarios that are more typical in our lives, but they just drain you of energy. They're so negative. It takes your power of being introspective and it literally, poof, it gives it away. And most of all, if you're just being realistic, it has no effect on the outcome. Reacting to what someone said or did or did not do or did not say, it doesn't change the fact that you didn't get the job offer, that you had a bad day, or that you got broken up with, right? You can't change those things. You know, looking back, those examples that I just gave, those were perfect opportunities to roll with the punches, to learn and just be happier. I think I was trying to think of another example. I think I talked about this in maybe like one of the first couple episodes, but maybe like 2 years ago, two and a half years ago, Pursuit, the company that I run, the Daily Email, they got a feature in Entrepreneur Magazine, which is a big deal. It was a great feature. It was something that I was really proud of, really excited for. But with anything great comes a dose of negativity from the peanut gallery. And in this case, it came from some random dude on Twitter. I don't remember his name. I could look it up, but he was decently well known. He had like 40,000 Twitter followers or something. I think he was a marketer or some kind of author or blogger or something like that. Anyway, he went on this tear talking about how, you know, I was like a liar and that my statistics were all BS and all this stuff. And I saw this and I immediately went into overthinking, overreacting in media mode. I responded to his tweet. I went at him. That made things so much worse. He then went on the offense, tweeted like 20 times in a row, and it just escalated. And he went off. I freaked out. I was calling everyone. I was overthinking it. I was pissed off. I was frustrated, everything. And I focused on it for days. You know, I thought about how would I get this guy back? This is bullshit, you know, and I wasted so much energy on it and it totally drained me. And it was 100% the wrong thing to do. I should have fought the temptation to react to it. I should have addressed it, certainly, you know, it's business, but I should have moved on. You know, I think now being 30, I'm so much happier in life when I'm intentionally choosing not to react to all the things that are happening around me. I'm happier when I'm just focused on me and my inner peace. And again, that sounds cliche. And I find myself saying that sounds cliche a lot, but there's truth in cliches. So I'll acknowledge that it sounds cliche, but there's truth in cliches. You know, I'm happier when I'm not reacting. I'm happier when I'm not reacting. When I decide to just say, fuck it and let it be, that's when I'm happiest. Again, it's tough to do. I think a lot of the time when we don't react to something, again, to my point earlier, we think that is a sign that we're okay with that thing. But that's not always true. Just because I choose not to react to something doesn't mean that I'm okay with it. It could be the opposite, far from it, you know. But more than likely, when I don't react to something, it's because I'm choosing to just focus on my own happiness and elevating myself. I could still learn from that experience or that stress or that person, but I don't need to waste my energy on it. Energy. Energy is everything. You know, I'm choosing peace of mind and my own happiness over reaction. You know, I certainly wasn't happy when I didn't get that job at Deloitte, or when I have a bad day, or I'm having relationship issues. No. But I don't have to waste negative energy on that. You know, I'm 30. I don't need any more negativity or drama or bullshit. I'm over it. I don't need it. And if you focus on that, if you focus on negativity and you encourage it in your life, you're going to find plenty more. Take my word at it. And I think you know that's true. You know, the more you do that, the more you feel negative reactions all the time, and the more you feel beaten up, you know, the more you'll feel that you're not good enough. You'll feel that shame. So I want to encourage you to just be okay with just being okay with the things in life that happen. You know, that to me, that's the truest sign that you're leveling up, that you're self-aware, that you're centered in who you are, who you're becoming, and that you don't need to react to everything. You know, sometimes the best reaction is to say nothing at all. And I really do believe that's true. I believe that your life's happiness is so dependent on how you choose to react to what happens to you. That's the headline. You know, it's super easy to react in a great way, to be happy when things are going right, when you're getting recognized, when you're winning, when things are going well. That's easy. It's easy to be happy and positive when that's happening, but it's not nearly as easy to react positively when things don't go well, when things don't work out the way you had hoped, when you don't get that offer, when you get broken up with, when you're having a bad day. But if we're all so freaking negative, our natural inclination is that we react negatively. And I think we need to stop that. I really do. You know, I've had so many conversations with people lately, or just kind of observing the way that people talk and carry themselves. And I can't help but notice how negative we all are. And I'm not perfect. I really do try to be more positive, but I'm not perfect. You know, and don't get me wrong, I'm not delusional to think that a dose of positive thinking will solve everything. That makes me sound like I'm in La La Land here. And I get that. I'm just saying that, yes, negative, bad things will happen in life, but choosing to react negatively, yes, choosing to react negatively will only bring more negativity into your life. You know, you give power to negativity when you react that way. Negativity creates more negativity, pure and simple. So we can just choose to respond to these things, not react. You know, you respond by just acknowledging that that thing is happening, it's happened, and not reacting to it. When you respond, you know, then you can decide what to do. You retain your power. But when you react, like I did with that guy on Twitter, then you've lost it. You know, when I overthought not getting that job at Deloitte or the LSAT, and I just immediate knee-jerked reaction, you know, that's negativity, and I'm giving away my power there. And that's when that cycle starts. And that's something that I really want to avoid. And I think it's something that I really want to help you avoid as well. You know, that kind of thinking, you start with thoughts around, why is this happening to me? Why can't things go right? Is this something wrong with me? What is wrong with me? I'm a screw up, aren't I? This will never be perfect. And you go on and on and on and on. And instead of doing that, instead of reacting, take a minute and just choose to acknowledge what it is that's happening. You know, again, reacting negatively only makes the scenario worse. It only causes you to doubt yourself more. And then round and round you go. And when you're doing that, you're not happy. And that's lame, because you're alive to be happy and purposeful and fulfilled, but most of all, happy. And reacting to things that don't deserve your reaction, pure and simple, it prevents you from being those things, from being happy and purposeful and fulfilled. And I've come to realize, as oversimplified as it might sound, that how we react to things in our life is truly in our hands, truly is our own decision and our decision alone. You know, you could acknowledge the thing, ponder it a bit, sure, but then move on. Your reaction is everything, and it really does dictate how happy we are and how happy we can be. It is limitless. And I really try to approach the events and stress and everything, relationships in my life, with this in mind, that when something bad or stressful happens, I can look at it in the usual negative light. I can overthink it. I can give bad vibes, bad energy to it. Or I could just acknowledge it as a learning moment, see the positive, and then move on. Positivity breeds positivity. I really do believe that. And that's what I want in my life. And I'll do everything I can in my power to have more of it. It's an amazing thing to have. You know, and again, to kind of wrap up, with that all being said, I'm not advocating for you to like run from things in your life or your emotions. They're like really the opposite. I found that leaving things unresolved will only drain you faster because they catch up with you. You know, I'm not encouraging you to avoid stress or bullshit. It'll come back to bite you. Instead, what I'm saying is that in whatever you do, try your best to just seek the more positive perspective. And the best way to do that is to just not knee-jerk negative reaction to things, but rather just respond. You don't have to hide your feelings, but if you want to be happy, you know, learn to just not have that knee-jerk mentality that I think a lot of us have, unfortunately, that negative inclination that we have. Choose instead, try to be more positive. You know, try to be more positive and then just realize that you don't have to react. Take a step back. You don't have to. So I'll end it there. I hope you enjoyed this episode, that it kind of empowers you to take back control and how and when and if you react to things. You know, I've done this and I can say with a lot of confidence that it's really made me a lot happier. So that's it. Follow me on Instagram at case.kenny. Let me know what you think. Shoot me a DM. I'd love to chat with you there. So until next episode, I'm out.